Well, it's that time of the year again. We are talking with Sandy Booker down at the Cam Middle School. She is helping out once again this year to coordinate the Cam Middle School Greenhouse Project. Sandy, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Jim?
Very good, thank you. Hey, how's the season been this year? How's the growing been at the Cam Greenhouse?
You know, for the winter that we've had, we really have done really well. And actually, this last week when we had those rainy days and not very sunny, it helped us out. Maybe not everybody else's mood, but it helped us because our plants were growing so well. We kind of needed a little bit of downtime for them because we're still not too far away from the sale, but we don't want them really, really huge yet either for people to set out. So it helped us out a little bit.
Yeah, well, good. Well, you know, maybe we're shocked to hear that when we talk about how was the growing season, but it's an indoor greenhouse, so it should always be the same, right?
That's right, and you always hope that nothing goes wrong like it has in the past where we lose our heat or anything like that, but everything has gone right so far, and we're just going to keep our fingers crossed that it still keeps going that way until we get done with our sale next week.
Yeah, you bet. Let's talk a little bit about the greenhouse project. How long have you guys been doing that now?
You know, you ask me that every year, and I don't really remember. It seems like it's been forever, but we started out as C&M, the FFA did it, and then probably about, I don't know, 15 years ago, I would say we took it over, and then we've just kept it going, and it's hard to keep track of time, really, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Have you guys been helpful to other programs? Because I see there are other schools over the years that have started these types of projects as well. Have they asked you to kind of consult with you a little bit about how you guys got it set up?
We've only had one school ask us, and actually they have like the Cadillac of all greenhouses that I think at this time when they asked me, and that was Nottoway Valley. But a lot of places, their FFA people are really good, and I think they have a lot of horticulture background, and they probably have a lot more experience than what I do. I still kind of look at myself as I'm a novice, and I ask people all the time when I go different places, how do you do this in different greenhouses, and they're always so welcoming and help us, but we haven't really had a whole lot of people come to us, which, you know what, there's just so many resources out there that we're probably not one that they look at all the time, and that's fine.
Well, how many students do you have in the program this year?
I have 30.
Wow. That's a lot of hands. You get to delegate a lot of work.
Yeah, I do, and they've been working pretty hard, and it has been fun when it's really, really cold outside. We've been able to walk out the back door to the new greenhouse that we have, and now that it's getting a little bit better, we have a longer walk up the hill where we sell the plants. So it's been fun for them, but I think they're like me. We are ready for these plants to find their forever homes so we can start enjoying the outdoor classroom. That's kind of the thing that the kids really like to do, and sometimes the greenhouse can be a little bit long, and it is pretty picky work, and It's time to go to the outdoor classroom, and we're ready for that.
Well, yeah, the weather's getting a little nicer, so you want to be outdoors a little bit more. But you got to clean things out first, and with Mother's Day coming, that always means the sale is coming up. So you've got plenty of stuff, it looks like, this year. Is anything new this year?
We have a lot of new things. One of the things that we did, we try to listen to our customers every year, and hanging baskets sold out extremely quick last year. So we have increased our hanging baskets. And we have different hanging baskets than what we had last year, which is fine. We still have some of the same ones, but we were able to get some different ones this year. So a different variety of those. We also have a larger selection of hot peppers. Believe it or not, we really had a lot of people that wanted to go that way. And we have combined not only hot peppers, but we have a number of sweet peppers. There's all different kinds of varieties. We have cabbage again this year. I don't think we had that last year. I don't think we had cucumbers last year. And I don't think we had eggplants. We'd kind of knocked off with those. And then we had people say, oh, do you have those this year? So we brought them back. We also have brought in impatience as far as flowers. We didn't have those last year. So we went ahead and we brought those in. We're going to see how those go over. So we have some different things. And then we have our main staple plants that we always do with the petunias and the wave petunias and some verbenas and geraniums and those types of things. So a few things different, but still a lot of the things still the same.
Sure. Well, it's sometimes difficult because you're having to plan a year ahead to what people are going to want come next year. But do you have a lot of waste, or do you tend to sell out most things?
A lot of things will sell out, and we have kind of gotten to the point now where we try to do a better job when we start our plants. We actually buy plug plants for our flowers because we cannot grow the numbers that we need. And economically and financially, it's just a lot easier to get those from a greenhouse. But our veggie plants, we're trying to do a better job that when we put those in trays and we start those from seeds, that we grow just a few extra plants over what we'll need, because germination, sometimes they don't germinate, and then we don't have quite as much waste with leftover things. So we try to cap our number of plants so that we know that whatever doesn't sell, the kids will take. And then we have supplied a number of different places, community gardens, and also we have a youth homeless shelter in Des Moines that our FFA goes up and they plant veggies for them every year. So we have places for our plants to go. And then if we don't find some places, we try to find a few people that can use them that weren't able to make our sales. So we don't have a lot left over anymore. Wow. We've done a better job of cutting down on that.
Sure, that's really good. With regard to the planning and some of these other projects that you're talking about, helping out some other folks with some of the leftovers, that type of thing, how much of that decision-making, how much of that planning is done by the students?
Some of it is done by them, but some of the times, you know, that's kind of after the greenhouse fact is done and we have somebody come and say, hey, do you have anything left? So they do help. I believe the eighth graders are the ones that go up and plant at the home with Mr. Miller. And then some of them might just say, do you know somebody that could use something? And they'll say, hey, our church is doing this or whatever. So it's just kind of hit and miss on who we can help out and actually how much we have left over. Because sometimes there's a lot and sometimes there's not a lot. The kids get to take whatever is left over for themselves, because I want them to, after they've done all this, I want them to have some things too. And they have been given the opportunity in the past to go ahead and open up their own kind of little vending area at farmers markets, and a lot of times they'll dismiss the fees for the kids since they've done this. So I just always have the kids kind of check into that and see if that's a direction that they want to go to.
Well, that's awesome. You still have some silent auction items then this year?
We do, and we have gone with a theme this year. And earlier in the year, I put out a plea for some vinyl records that people weren't using, and people want to know what we're going to use them for. And I told them that we were Voices Under Construction. We just kind of needed a little bit of help. But actually, we've made planters out of these records and found a way to kind of mold them. And so something a little bit different. But the new thing that we have this year is our music teacher, Jody Rudolph, came to me and said, hey, can you use some old instruments that are not any good? We have no use for them because they're not playable. And she sent me pictures. She goes, what do you think? And I'm like, hey, let us try those. So we actually have some different musical instruments that we are experimenting with using as planters. And then we have a couple of different donated items that my mom always gives. And one of our kids, Brian South, is a wonderful woodworking student at the eighth grade level, and he made a really nice portion of fence to put some planters on. So we have our silent auction items again this year.
Wow. It sounds like you're doing a complete recycling program there too.
It is. You know, it's just been kind of fun, and I have more people come up and say, hey, you want to try this? I'm like, well, what do you think? And in fact, the kids and I were just up at the greenhouse just a little bit ago, and I said, hey, what do you think about taking these jeans and, you know, all different kinds of things, and they're all making planters. I said, look at the stuff that we can reuse. So, yeah, it is getting to the recycling point, and they're having a lot of fun with it. And, of course, some of them really are a lot more into it than others. Others are like, hey, we'll do the other part, but we don't want to do the planting part, which is fine because there's all kinds of jobs in a greenhouse. You don't always have to be the ones that plant the things. You can be the ones that get things ready to go or to water. There's a lot more jobs than what people think of. And this year our kids, even though we bought it as a kit, they had to figure out how to do a drip irrigation system, set it up, get the timers going. And some of them, you know, that's their job when they get up there, to make sure that we have all of that working and the watering's done properly. So a lot of different jobs for different kids, so that if they're not the ones that like to do the planting and the transplanting, there's something else for them to do also.
Oh, that's fun. Well, what are the hours? You've got to sell these things. We've got to make that money back now. What are we doing?
We are going to sell them Friday, May 10th from 3:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, May 11th from 9 to 11, and we're located in Messina up in the school bus parking lot.
Okay, same place, same place. What folks are familiar with, you always get good support from the folks around the area that come in. Are you still getting good support from local businesses who've kind of been partners with you?
Oh, we so are, and I just really want to thank 21st Century Co-op and Leanne Tibkin. She's been my go-to person, and then she talks with her bosses because we run on propane up at our greenhouse that's on the hill. And with this winter, we've just had to kind of, you know, we fill and then we get really well. And all of a sudden we had this cold spell and I had to say, hey, do you think you guys can give us just, you know, a little bit more at that price? And they have just worked with us so wonderfully so that we don't have to worry about anything. They're right there when we need everything. And we sure couldn't do this without them coming forward and saying, here, we'll sell it to you at this price. And yes, we can get you that much there today. And of course, we just have businesses that help us out. The C store always saves flats for us. Of course, we have you guys there at KJAN. Every year you're willing to help us get the PR out there. We couldn't do that without everybody helping us do this. It's definitely not only for the kids, but it's for the community, and it's a way for the kids to see how well the community supports us, because it's just outstanding.
Yeah, it keeps them excited about it, too, when they know that other folks are helping them out so much. Friday, May 10th, 3:30 to 5:30. Saturday, May 11th, 9 to 11. You want to get there early because you know how that works. The good stuff goes early. You don't want to wait too long. I always say have plenty of good stuff, but make sure you get there early so you get your pick of the litter. Sandy, thank you so much for doing that again this year. We appreciate your visit here this morning. Best of luck to you.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate it.